So the question was, is I live in the Southern Hemisphere, and we have several people from Australia and other places. Now, do we reverse ourselves? And the answer is no, we don't reverse ourselves, because we all navigate from our own wheelhouse. So your north is your north, your south is your south, your east is your east, and your west is your west. Remember, you're navigating from your true magnetic, your own magnetic north, which is your spin axis. So the experiences that you're having aren't reverse. They're just unique to you. Now, where that gets tricky is when we try to do the solstices. So the timing could be a little bit different, but you're in your own cycle of experience. Now, when we made it a calendar, which was very arbitrary, right? The calendar was very, very arbitrary. We had this issue, because then all of a sudden we were trying to fit the cycle into these boxes. And so, some of the first calendars were off by days. By the time that they got from the Julian calendar to the calendar, the Gregorian calendar, the spring equinox had moved almost to January. So it's always been arbitrary. That said, why not go with your own internal cycle? Just makes perfect sense.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions before we move into the ceremony and the flag part of this? All right, so we're going to take a four seasons journey, a four cycle journey. And we're going to start by the cardinal wind. So if you've already pulled one, that's fine. If not, you can do one in this experience. You could get your cardinal wind. You can intuit it. So I'm going to invite everyone to close their eyes. And imagine yourself in your favorite spot in nature. Feel yourself embodied on the earth, your feet planted. And take a deep wind breath in, all the way down to your belly, all the way down to your coccyx bone, your sacrum. And hold it for as long as it's comfortable for you. Remain empty. And breathe in again. And imagine in your mind's eye, on this final wind breath out, of spinning yourself around clockwise and stopping where you feel most comfortable. And now just open your third eye, your mind's eye, from where you spun around to, and see if you could get some signposts in your journey, not in your you know, not in your living room or where you're sitting, and see what direction you're facing. Are you facing east? Are you facing south? Are you facing west? Are you facing north? And just trust that experience. And whichever direction you are facing, you're going to journey from that place. What is this place informing you of? Right now, where are you in this middle world? Scan your body. What do you need to know right now as you begin? How are you accountable in your life? And now the magic wind carpet is here for us to get on. Help those who need help getting on. And we're going to go to the next season. We're going to go clockwise. Get off the carpet and explore. So if you moved around to summer, how are you accountable in the summer? Or if you moved to winter, what has shifted? How is the wind supporting you? Now you're going to get a gift. Put it in your wind sack. Get back on that magic carpet ride. And we're going to do another seasonal turn. you're going to get off the carpet again. What are the gifts of this next season? Are you still accountable? How has your life changed? Given another gift, add it to your windsack. And now you're going to get back on that carpet. We're going to the next season. And again, you're going to get off and explore. What is the gift of this next season? How have you changed? How are you showing up now? Given a third gift. We're going to get back on that carpet ride. And we're going to go back around to where we started. Make a note what direction you're facing. And see if there's one more gift. Then we're going to come back to the room. And while you're still in this space, if you haven't pulled your cardinal wind, you can pull it. You can pull it. So I pulled my personal one. I'm going to pull one for the group. And so I'm going to go and I'm going to write down that wind that I either pulled or that I got in the journey. And I'm curious, are they the same? I'm just going to make a note of it. And for those of you, I suppose you could write down more of your experience too. I didn't give you enough time to do that. Sorry about that. We just truly did what I was talking about moving from the linear to the cyclical, where I was giving you a lot of heady experiences this morning. And then all of a sudden I'm there like, okay, now we're going to journey. So we moved from the linear into sacred time. And now we're going to dance back and forth, because if you haven't cut apart your wind cards, you might need to do that. If you haven't separated your cardinal winds, you know, these are, we move back and forth from this. So in your worksheet, you have these, this list here. And you're going to start to fill that in. Who's paying attention? Let's see. All right, are you back from your journeys, everyone? Well, hi, Chloe. It's nice to see you. Yeah, I can see. So then the fun part is, this is the tricky part, okay? So you know what? Just share in the chat. I'm very curious. First of all, what direction are you facing for 2022? And I'm curious, for those of you, did any of you get it intuited? Yeah, that's okay. East and West, that's okay. If you could, you know, dance with that too. I actually pulled East for myself. I pulled South for the group. But as soon as I closed my eyes, I was facing East. And then I'm there, look, is that because I already pulled East, or is that, you know, it's hard. Then we start to second guess ourselves all the time. And it's like kind of craziness. I was in the East, but I pulled North. That's okay. So which one are you resonating with more? Let me just tell you what it is. So if you pulled East, all right, cool. So sometimes the shifts happen. So if you pulled the cardinal wind of Eurus, the east wind, chances are you're going to do some mind memories and belief work this coming year. And that's with each of those flags you're going to pull next. All right. So then if you're heading south, it's about your emotional needs and desires. So last year, like I said, I was stuck with the doldrums between the east and the south. So it was either between my mind and my ideas and my, you know, immature emotions that got the best. It was back and forth until I could move on. So if you are in the West, it's about your harvest, your physical body and endings. And in the North, it's about spirit, community and support. Oh, that's really wonderful. Yeah. Did you get nice gifts? Oh, that is perfect. Yes. I'm reading the chat. Well, I don't want to get caught up reading the chat, or I'll like really go over it. And I always go over anyway. And, you know, but today, the good news is today, if we go over, you get to stay, or we'll be to that part. So I'm like right on schedule. I'm very proud to say I'm right on schedule. All right. So now, some of you are using the Wind Spinner and the Wind Clan, and that's fine. Some of you have got your cards. So then I wrote down my card, because this part is really tricky. If you don't write it down, you can really get lost, okay? I write it down and then I take a picture, because last year I happen to have lots of Wind Spirit cards. Last year, one of my things blew away. So now I've learned to even write the name of the wind on the back of the card. So now I'm going to put my cards. You can do it in your bag, or you can do it in a bowl, however it feels comfortable to you. And you're going to pull your next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1. You're going to pull your, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. you're going to pull your next 11 wins because your annual win is going to be your first win, which is kind of your January win. In January, you're going to get to know your cardinal wind. Thank you, Carrie. It's like I was counting lines. No, you don't put your cardinal wind back in. Trust me, you don't want a double wind month. I don't think you do. Hey, there's always a first. All right, so let's all pull our wins. Oh, this is crazy. You can't make this stuff up. Like a wind that I already pulled when I was demonstrating is the wind I got again. So February. Feels very quiet. If anyone else.
Excuse me, Renee.
Yes.
Do we put the card back in the bag?
No. That way, you know, you could, if you already did, it's okay. But the thing, the nice part is if you don't, you get to know these 11 wins and then you get to know, like, so I'm going to get to know these wins in the East this year. So, because you're going to work with them with the cardinal direction and that wind. So I'll give you if you pull the doldrums, you get a nice, you put it on your flag. February, March, April, May. See, it's tricky. You have to be coordinated for this. Okay. I wish you could see it. I've got all my, can you see these? I've got them all lined up here. So now I'm going to take them and I'm going to spend a moment writing them all onto my sheet. And what I also do is I take a picture because inevitably I screw up and lose them, and then I have to go find my picture. So luckily we have pictures. That helps too. And then one of the things that I really wanna put is I want you to put the name of the wind. More important, I don't want you to put the quality. I want you to spend time learning what the quality is. Eckatol. Amoyunet. Scylla Inowa. Enlil. Cardia. Yandan Halmong. Yelana. Wairamama. Yapancha, Tyromatea, Ilmarinen. So we want to call into these characters. We don't want to call into the quality of wisdom because who knows who's going to come. We want to get to know these winds. So then you write them down for each month on your sheet. And I just want to caution you. You'll learn what the doldrums mean when you're in it. We don't, that's what, that was perfect. What month do you get the doldrums for? So say you got the doldrums for November. Why do you want to go figure out what the doldrums are in November in January? No. Like I saw Tyra Matea for November, and I thought to myself, oh, so there's going to be some pause in your life this year. So, but pause doesn't mean stop, doesn't mean stagnation. It means pause. And it could be a pause of an idea. What is your cardinal win for the year? It doesn't mean pause necessarily. So with the East, there might be some, you know, I mean, you will just learn. I mean, it's just hard to say, like, I just got Tyra Matea for November, and I could jump ahead to November and say, oh my God, what's going to happen? This is the community one. What's going to happen in November out in the world? But no, I'm over here and I got Eckertal. So how appropriate I got Eckertal, passion for February, St. Patrick, Valentine's Day. And, you know, I'm going to a family wedding. So wouldn't it be nice to take some passion to this niece who's getting married? And I mean, so you just don't know from here. Oh, you got two Bayou cards? That's interesting. I would leave it. If you got two Bayou cards, I would say that there was a reason and there must be some strength needed in the year that you're going to, because you know the story of Bayou. Now, let's go here. All right. The first card for February, January is your yearly cardinal win. Yes. So let me show you mine. This is the community one, okay? Because I decided, and it might be mine, who knows? I just pretend that I didn't like the way my prayer flags looked last year, so I was going to do two. But whether or not that happens, we'll know. So here I put in all my wins. Now, the real eager beegivers in the group will go ahead and read about every single win that they got for the year. Go right ahead. That's not the point. So the point is we want to first, and let's do this together. You got your wind whistles? You got wind whistles. If you don't, you can use your fingers. That works really good. We want to call to the cardinal wind that you brought in and invite that wind in to help you decorate your prayer flags. So I'm going to call to Eurus, the east wind. It's that east wind that's going to be the theme wind over how all of these other winds are going to unravel this year. So, yes, at that point, I'm going to come back to the book and I'm going to read about the cardinal wind of the east. So I have a good idea of what my theme for this year is going to look like. Or if you have the south, you're going to do that again, you know. Well, so then this is the tricky part, okay? This is the part you have to pay attention. Now, your flags are going to hang this way, right? So this first one is going to be the east. So I write it on the east. So I write the back, but it's reversed. All right. So does this make sense? You start right to left. If you're going to write your card, your names of your cards on the back, you start with the right, then move over so that your last card. And what I normally do, because I have more cards than you do, or but you have paper ones, but they don't do so well out in the storm, is I staple a card to each flag. But they fall off. So sometimes what I've learned to do now is just write them. So now everyone take their prayer flags and put your this one all the way to the right. Because see, these are the backsides, right? We're talking about the backsides. So I write on the backside my cardinal direction of Eurus. Then I write my next... I write my next one, which is, I go down my list. So this is going this way, right? I go Ekato. Then I put my March wind. So it's January is the cardinal. February is the first wind. My March wind. Okay. Are you with me? Anyone have any questions here? And don't think you're going to remember later, because you're not. Uh-oh. See, I already messed up my card, so good thing I took a picture, because I told you, I'm like incorrigible. Pancha. And then, oops. Oh. All right. It's awful quiet. I'm going to unmute some of you. Can you guys unmute?
We're all on mute.
I know. Unmute yourselves. This is the part that we're crafting together, and I just hear silence.
Good job, Brene.
Okay. I have a question. So then... what you do, this is the part that's the creative part. So how do you decorate these flags? I saw that Judy put a note in there. She put a note that then, I cheat a little bit too that way. I don't know if it's cheating or not. But you can then use your book to get a sense of, you know, what that wind is if you want. The other thing that I'll do is like, so if I'm looking at, so Ekital, so I might, because we have it.
What's silly?
So what I might do is I might search for an image. I might go for passion. I might go for Ekital. I might, and then I kind of get a sense of what it is that looks like to me. Maybe I don't need that. Maybe I just know what passion feels like for me. So, you know, maybe if passion is, So now I turn my cards, my flags back around, right? Because this is the side I want flapping to the wind, is the decorated side. Okay. So then we get our supplies out. Hold on. And we start to decorate. Now, I know the story of Icarus. He rises from the ashes. So, you know, I might have, and this is fun to do with kids too, so you can get everyone involved if you want, and you can make your own flags. So the first year when we had a 2 or 3 day workshop, we made our own flags. It was kind of fun. So I know what?
There's a question. Tina's asking you, does it matter if they start in the left or the right?
Well, I would like to hang, if you want to go backwards with your year, you could. I like to hang mine so that the first month is January, you know, Eris, and then Ekital, right? So I only put them backwards so I can write the name on the back. Because I like, so I can't tell, I'm not that organ, like that's just my trick.
Right. But if, yeah, I see what you're saying. Because I hung mine this last year and I started on the, if I'm looking at the flags, I started on the left.
Yeah. So, yeah. Right. So I'll start on the left, but I start on the back only so I, did everyone get that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Acrylic paint. I was going to use acrylic paint, but they're up north. So if I finish my other set, I was thinking about using acrylic paint. They might water off. 1 year, Terry made hers and she went outside after a rainstorm and she had no more prep.
Me too. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did that too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's learning. There's a learning, you know, some learning around it. But you don't want to just, you know, so we already called in the east wind, so, or whatever wind you're working with. So now when I'm going to go make my February wind, I'm going to kiss the wind like the Quechua. And I don't know why I'm seeing something as simple as a passionate heart. I mean, they don't have to be, you don't have to be a Van Gogh. And this is the part where we can talk and have our experience with each other. Near, 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 near.
I have a question.
Yes.
What's the experience been with these fading in the sun? I have a lot of shade, but everything I put out ends up fading in the sunlight anyway. So is there like acrylics or outdoor paints or fabric pens? How do they work with the sunlight?
Oh, they fade. And then at the end of the year, you throw them in the fire. They're not... they're not a permanent art piece.
Fair enough.
You know, I mean, the intention and the prayers come when we sit here and do them together, like, you know, that I just made this heart for some passion.
Also then less pressure to get them perfect, right?
Oh, you know.
Get
some people
that.
Make them perfect, and then there's Renee.
I have an internal pressure for perfection and I never achieve it. So we'll have fun with that.
I remember year. That, Amy.
Right?
Right?
Good to see you.
I know. You I remember too. She wasn't even going to take the Windwork adventure because she didn't think she could do it perfectly this year.
Pretty much. Yes. Thank you.
I was so happy to see you signed up.
I feel seen. Thank you, Renee.
Yes. See? Now, listen, this is it for me with this one.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be, it doesn't
like
need
mine.
To, let's see, I want to see some of the other ones.
I like it.
Yeah. That's huge. Yeah, last year Kelly got me going into this glitter stuff and I was like, I got glitter all over everything and it took me a half the year to get it off the floor.
Right? Let's see. My almost 4-year-old grandson has found our glitter. So whether I have art to attach it to or not, it'll be everywhere.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Well, you know, you might want to make some prayer flags with him too.
A different set.
Yeah, no, not your set. These are your sacred. These are going, trust me, you think that it's kind of like, oh, we're just, look at that little silly heart she made.
Oh, no.
I could find the love of my life in February with this heart and the acatol and the passion.
My mother made these last night.
I'd like to add something for anyone who's artsy crafty like I am. I'm using all kinds of elements. At the end of the year, when I before I set them into the fire, I will remove. Like I have little metal lettering. Mm-hmm. So any embellishments that don't burn or are not biodegradable, I will remove from the flag before I burn them.
That's a really good point.
But isn't this fun? Do you feel like we're having a, like a crafting session together?
Yes.
One thing I'm doing this year that's different, because last year I just did my images, but I was kind of inspired with Wyatt's runes.
Oh my gosh.
And I have some, and I just, you know, I don't really, you know them. I know a few of them. So I decided to pull a rune to go for every month. So I just pulled a rune for every wind. And that little
flag. Oh, nice.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then I can get
that's
the
a great idea.
That and see how it informs with the wind. Yeah.
Mary, I'm also, it's Mary Jo. I'm also working with a tarot card for every month.
Oh, fun.
Mm. Put them both on my flags.
Nice. Cool. That's a great idea.
This is my
question and a comment.
Look at me. I know. I've used that one before, kind of that theme. But I don't know. This year it's about a passionate heart. I don't know why.
I love that.
I mean, because they don't ever look the same, you know?
Mm-hmm. It didn't look at all like that last year.
No. No.
Renee, last year, I'm still very new to wood work, but last year, it's funny, timing wise, I was moving when you did the wind flags last year, and I'm actually moving again this year as we're doing the wind flags. So it's really? Funny timing wise.
Oh, interesting.
The question I did have though is, do you find like last year, my wind of the year was the north wind, and I pulled that again this year. Do you find that sometimes people or winds stay with people for different like cyclical times, or you know, can you comment on that a bit?
Who said
that's me, Karen. Hey.
Yeah, no, I think Terry said
I think I said that.
Yeah. How long were you in the one area? I think it was couple years or a long
I was
time.
In the West for 2 years.
Yeah. Oh wow. Okay, cool.
And you know, and so I was in the south southeast doldrums last year. Mm-hmm. And now I'm solidly in the east. So so I was between the east and the south all last year, but now it's like and it's really kind of curious for me because there's this real thing going on in my makeup, like that, you know, that when I think about like, you know, the two jobs and all of the stuff and I'm there like, yeah, not so much, you know, like that I really want to make some significant idea, structural changes in my life, which is going to require some thought. So it doesn't surprise me at all that for new beginnings that I'm in the east. And maybe that's why I having it kind of a 2-year spin with it.
It'll be interesting for me. I have 7 of the inner winds that I had last year, but this year I was working with Boreas last year. This year I'm working with Notice. So it's going to be interesting. I guess I'm still clearing what's not flying to me and so on and so forth. So it's going to be interesting.
I think, what about anyone else with that experience about staying? Leora, do you have a lot of new wins or?
I have almost all new wins.
Yes, I have a lot of new wins.
One or two.
Really?
Yeah, but it's kind of neat because they are showing me a progression that seems to make a lot of sense. From month to month, it's a whole progression so that by the end of the year, I have completed a full cycle.
Love it. Mm-hmm. See, so for me, this year, I've made Eurus about new growth. You can show them as you feel inclined or not. Oh, I'm so already so excited about this year's flags.
North.
Let's see. Oh, I love
snowflake and the moon and the stars.
Yeah, and it has a lot of other
fire. Nice.
So, like, March is Amunet. What's hidden? Like, I just got. Oh, let's leave that flag empty.
Ooh. Ooh.
You like that?
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And it wasn't because I was being lazy and didn't want to decorate that flag.
Renee, how often are things because you were lazy?
Right.
That's not how I think of you.
Yeah, no. No. I've been resting at the finding the I Am Symposium took a lot out of me this year. It was a big group, and there was the truth is next year, if we do it, we need some fire. Like, candles are good, but we need some real fire. So I was resting, and my good friend of 30 years said, give yourself a break. If you stay in bed, like I was working from bed a lot. She said, if you stay in bed or don't go out or don't see people, so what? If it takes you 2 weeks to recover, who cares? Stop it. Because I was like giving myself a hard time for not working on my book because I was too tired to think. So
I have that same inner voice. I know that one well.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that's what this inner voice is probably going to be about for me this year. And one thing I want to tell you, people who are new, who either are joining the apprenticeship or joining us with the prayer flag vigil for the year, this isn't a one and done process. Like you're hearing from Judy, who did the flags last year, and from Trisha and from Kelly, because the thing is all of the clan, the second levels and the third levels, what are levels? I don't even know if there's a level, but we keep doing the work. So I'm going to use these flags to hold myself accountable and refine that part of myself, because it's a big growth thing from, like when I published Winds of Spirit, I thought, okay, I'm going to be a famous author. Well, you know what? Thank God I wasn't, because I wasn't ready to hold that kind of a commitment to thousands of people out there in the world. And even when I saw the fire vigil for 2 weeks, what that does, I'm thinking I have more and more appreciation for people like Sandra, who were able to do that year after year for 25 years on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's not easy.
Oh, so
here I go with Scylla Inowa, and she's an in-standing inner wind. So I'm thinking well, what stands in? And I immediately, when I asked that question, got a vision of what's in standing. But you might have to go to your Winds of Spirit. Or if you don't have Winds of Spirit, for some reason. If you don't have winds of spirit for some reason. A lot of the winds, if you go to my website on the Practical Shaman and search, are there. So I know there's a couple of you who haven't received your book yet. Like there's somebody in France.
Supposed to be.
And so know that you can. Else.
This is supposed to be February. I needed to do the January one.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is, wait, let me see.
I'm going to have to unsnip.
Wait, you did what?
Oh, I forgot. Okay. I thought I was muted. Look at this. I forgot to put this is my Holly, but this is for February. However, I forgot to put my cardinal on first. So I'm going to have to untie these and put some of my blank ones ahead. So because I got too excited and skipped my cardinal. So,
well, you could put your cardinal last.
Well, that's true. Zephyrus is going to be there the whole year. So
it could be last if you made that. There's no rules.
I make more work for myself.
Well, I got this other.
Zephyrus is already not happy.
I was so
in trouble.
He's like, oh, you forgot me. Thank you.
Gee.
Right? It's funny when you forget to pay. Look at, I found these. I found these the other day and I had to buy them.
Yeah.
But they didn't have enough on them. So I have the old 9-packs. If you're going to do some with kids, I have some 9-packs that I'll sell you real cheap because we were doing them 9 and then we're there like, well, it doesn't get us through a whole year. So I was going to just attach this one on. So I've already cut one. So if you need me to send you one, Carrie, I cut. All right. So yeah. Any questions about anything? Or what I shared, the program? Anything?
Yeah, hello. I wanted to ask, because I'm starting the apprenticeship and being in Australia, just how many calls we have during the month? There's several. Are they all at the same time, like all Saturday mornings around this time?
Well, the call with me is this time, but the good news is I just babble on for a couple hours, but the important calls are the calls with the apprentices, the assistants. And so I know Carrie, I don't know what time, but Carrie usually does an afternoon call, which is going to be a morning call for you. So you won't have to do that. And then I don't know the times. We'll know the times more tomorrow. And then we have some second year apprentices who will also be doing some things. So there will be some other times besides. The only call you have to really, if you want to see me, you know, because this call is at 9. The one call a month is that time.
I see it all.
Yeah. But then I'll start doing like other calls that I'll invite the apprentices to. Like if I do I might say like, oh, I'm doing another prayer flag class. I invite everyone to it. And that might be a different time and stuff like that. So I'm very generous. So there's always more than not less.
So I'm trying to, I'm trying to work out. So a job came to me so I can do a job, so I can do the apprenticeship, and that's great. And then I've got uni and I've got 2 kids, and I'm trying to think what one, because I want to put a lot of effort into this. And I'm thinking, I can't do all of them the way I want to. So what am I willing to sacrifice maybe for a little bit? So I'm just trying to think how many calls with the time difference, and then the time to integrate that and all the work that we do. So thank you. If anyone's got any tips on how to manage all of that.
Renee, are you going to do it again this year like you did last year, where your 3-hour call is recorded and the other calls with the, I'm sorry, Terry and Carrie and Bridget and Carmen, are those not going to be recorded?
Bridget?
So, Alicia, the main group call is the first Saturday of every month at 9 Pacific. Mm-hmm. That is recorded, and that's a 2.5-hour call. So if you're not able to make it, you can do that in like little bite-sized chunks to catch up. And then the following week, we're going to have the integration call with me, and that'll be on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific. And again, that's recorded. Then we have a small group call, and that's where everyone can come together. The day and time has not been locked in yet. We're waiting for the rest of the people to arrive, so then we have a better idea of time zones. Okay. That small group call is really for us to come together and share from our hearts. That is not going to be recorded, okay, so that everyone feels like they have the autonomy and the privacy to just really share what's going on, and they don't want it to be, you know, put on the class portal or seen at a later time, okay? And then we're also going to have an enrichment call. That'll be recorded. And then we'll have, throughout the year, we're going to have guest speakers come on. Those will be recorded. So there's only going to be one call a month that is not recorded.
Okay. Well, I'd like to try and be available, like not do the recorded thing. So I'll have to really do some juggling.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I'm excited.
Yeah. All and remember, you'll see us a lot in the Facebook group. So please don't feel like you got to get there, got to get there. Yeah. You know, if this is a marathon, we will have so much time together. You're going to be like, I don't even want to see you for a minute, you know?
Oh, I doubt that. Yeah. So, I couldn't go. I wanted to get a little bit of sleep before I had to, you know, because the birds are only chirping now. And I was so excited. Like my whole body was excited. I couldn't sleep. I was laying there like, I can't sleep. So I'm going to be exhausted today.
Is that why I got up so early?
Mm-hmm.
I have another question for you, Bridget. Are we going to have study buddies again this year?
What?
Are we going to have study buddies again this year?
That hasn't been determined yet, Kelly.
Okay, I just thought I'd throw that in for her so that she has an idea. If we did have it, she'd have another contact if she didn't make one of the on-calls.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, no, that hasn't been determined yet.
Some form, we are talking about some form of study buddies, but it's going to look differently. Like the second year apprentices might be holding the study buddy groups. We haven't quite gotten, we're having another meeting tomorrow about, look at these. Oh, I'm already feeling better about next year.
I have a question.
Yes.
You know how we did for this January is the cardinal wind, and you said that's the lens we're going to look at the year. So that when we look at each card, like February, March, April, and we read in the book about it, do we read it from the south?
Yes.
Okay.
But you want to read the wind. You don't want, I want you to read the book, yes, because, and I want you to share the book with all your friends, but I want to learn about what your relationship is with that wind. You understand? Because I channeled this book, but there's millions of people out there who we haven't heard what their experience is with it yet. So the more you share, the more we learn about that quality of wind. So you might bring in the whole quality of that. Like right now I'm drawing Cardia. I have a vision of Cardia because I researched her and researched her. And that created my synopsis of that. But I want to imagine if we had a million people who were working with the winds, how powerful their experiences could be culturally, location-wise, and things like that. So don't get stuck with what I said. I want to hear more about what you have to say about it.
I think I'm still like, I think Bridget can relate to this somehow. I feel like I'm still stuck on what you said, where this first card is the lens that we're looking at the year. And for me, I pulled south. I pulled north. So it's like when I think about like my first February, it's going to be Ilmarinen and Finnish, the inventor. So when I look at that card, I look at the whole, the feeling of it, but then also through the South, the lens of the South, it's like, maybe I'm getting too picky and stuck. And that's what I need help with.
Well, since you called on you, Bridget.
I've got nothing. No.
Not.
You know, the thing that I will say, and I wanted to share this with everyone, is, you know, I've been working with the winds for 4 years, and it's hard for me to keep track of things because it comes in and it swirls and it moves and things. Like, I'm like, which wind? What's going on? Who is this? What do you want? So I keep a journal, and I do it per month, per wind. So that question that you have, Margie, like, you're really wanting an embodied experience from notice, right? You really want to know, how does notice affect me? How do I know that you're here? And so that's a question that you're going to have to start asking notice, just to let you know when notice is present and where notice is guiding you and how that feels for you. And what are you noticing in your environment, in your body, in your thoughts, in your heart? So, you know, it took me a while to start understanding how Boreas arrives for me, because I worked with Boreas all year last year. And so I just had to keep asking over and over until I could get a really clear signal, like, this is Boreas. And now it's unmistakable. I know when Boreas is there. But now I'm over with Zephyrus. So now I got to learn Zephyrus's language and how it affects me, right? And in between that, we're going to have these monthly winds. So it's really, really important to keep track of it somehow. So we have our prayer flags, yes, but you're going to have a lot of experiences each month because we're working with them and asking them to come in. And so I like to keep it, you know, I'm a meta organizer so much that I can't ever find anything. So do it in a way that works for you and that is accessible. Because, yeah, don't follow my method. It's crazy making.
Okay, thanks, Renee and Bridget.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, look at...
It's true. Like, this, the simplest way to start to learn the wind is communicate and, like, mm-hmm. talk to the wind and listen mm-hmm. back. And it, everybody's experience is different. Even when we're working with the same winds, some people feel it a certain way. So exactly as you go along, it reveals it, every wind reveals itself to you.
Thank you.
Could I show my picture of Amunet?
Oh.
This is a total eclipse of the sun.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
I've actually experienced that three times in my life. One was in Mexico and one was in Montana and then one was in Wyoming. But that's over the last 25 years, because they don't show up very much in the United States. But to me, the total eclipse of the sun is one of the most magnificent experiences I've ever had, ever. Mm-hmm. And so it just came to me when I was looking at Amunet and obscurity, that although it, you know, the sun is obscured, you see the light all around it, you know, the flash, I mean, the rays coming out, and it's just, it's exquisite. It makes you, it totally takes your breath away until you just want to cry. It's just beautiful. So that's what came to me.
That's when beautiful. I looked at that, I saw a sunflower until you...
Oh, did you? Oh,
that's interesting. I did too.
It does look
going,
like a sunflower.
Oh, a sunflower.
Not, yeah, but it's not. That's not what I intended, but it could be. Yeah.
And but the coolest thing is, like, they head up towards the sun, you know?
Yeah, they do. They're looking at the sun.
Into the dark, right?
That's right.
So that kind of goes along with what you're saying. That is
it does. Yeah, that's cool.
I love
Tina,
it.
Tina, could you hold it up again? I didn't.
Oh, sure. It's hard for me to get it right in front of my camera, but here. Let's see. There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very cool. Nice.
Bridget, did you pull the West again? Is that what I'm gathering from what you said?
Yeah. So I shared the West during the I Am Symposium, and that was a trip. And then I thought to myself when we did the cardinals, you know, I don't want to work with Zephyrus all year. And I pulled it twice. So it's unmistakable that Zephyrus is really calling me to get in there, get in the pool. So I'll be with Zephyrus all year. Should be interesting.
Me too.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, you and Carrie are West. I pulled Boreas. Erica, what did you pull? Do you mind sharing?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I actually pulled the North, Boreas.
Okay.
My first experience with Boreas was during the IAM symposium. During the apprenticeship last year, I was working with Zephyrus. And that was an experience. And now that I work with Boreas, it is totally different. The messages come through in different ways. Just a totally different feeling working with the North for sure.
Okay, well, we'll share that one because I was with the South last year and the South during IAMP symposium, and it was so clear. It was North, North, North. I'm going, really, Boreas? Okay, well, it's the leg of the South, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's that, there's the access. So no surprises. I thought I'd be in the South at least because I figured like I was in kindergarten with the South. Wasn't sure I was going to graduate. I don't think I have, but I'm going to get perspective from the North over there at South.
We'll send your milk and cookies for nap time up to the North, Terry.
Who gets a nap? No naps. No. So if some of you feel like we're at our time, so if some of people feel like they want to go, feel free to go. I'll stay for a little while, a bit more here. And, you know, I just don't want to, I can't keep to a schedule. I used to remember when I first started my spiritual journey many, many years ago, I would get so mad at those elders who could never keep to a schedule. And then I became one.
This you're is damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. I'm always looking at my watch so that I can stay on time and people feel unheard and unseen.
Wow.
It seems these flags are going to take like a couple of days to complete.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You're not gonna, I forgot to preface. You probably won't finish them unless you're me. But look at this. Look at that one down there, Bridget.
Ooh. South, southwest. This is for the doldrums.
That's lovely.
Sometimes I've looked up symbols and some, but this year they're just flowing, like almost spitting out from themselves, like what's going on them.
Bridget, would you show that again? I wasn't sure who was talking. Was that south, southwest? You got doldrum?
Yeah, this is the south, southwest.
Oh my gosh, that's very powerful. Whoa. Wow.
Can I ask something, Renee?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm very, very, very new to this. First time I'm doing something like this. So
who's that? Who's speaking?
Sandy
over here.
Okay. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. So I had my first question was already answered because I'm like really way behind. I think I'm still in March. But I'm having a hard trouble painting because I already have these colored Tibetan flags. So I'm painting on the back of them, but it's kind of weird because it's got the writings on front, but I'm still trying. But the second question that I had was, my first question is, in the journey we made right now with you, when you were playing the drum, I got east. That's the one that, the wind that came to me. But when I pulled it out, I got south. So I'm not sure which is the wind I'm supposed to do in January. Is it supposed to be the one I felt, the one I pulled out? Or should I combine both of them? Can I combine both of them?
So close your eyes. Find yourself sitting in your living room. And now you can go out any doorway, any window, any wall you want. What wall calls you?
The one behind me that's facing east.
So what were the two winds you got before?
East when we did the journey and south when I pulled out the card.
So I would say you got east 2 out of 3 times. So I might go with the east and just be okay with it.
Okay.
It's going to inform you no matter which way you go anyway.
Okay. Anyway, I must still have to read about the winds in your book so I can understand them better.
I think you've got a really good understanding of it because look at how naturally you got pulled into a direction.
Oh.
So I would start to go with, you know, I'd almost tell you to finish your flags before you go to my book.
Some
people who just wait. For those of you who are way more comfortable feeling, go to the book. For those of you who are way more comfortable reading, go to the feeling.
Okay.
And there's no right way. Oh, I am so excited about my flags, though. I have not been this excited. Mm. Look at this is my Waira Mama. I don't know. They're just coming out like I'm popping them out like little toad poles.
I got one done.
That's okay. Let's see your one. Let's close this up so people don't feel like obligated. But can everyone show me a flag or some part of it that they've gotten done so we can. So every, if you want to, I'm going to take a picture. Can I take a photo since everyone has one? Like, that'd be great.
Uh-oh.
Leanne, you're hiding. All right. Everyone hold up a flag so I can take a photo. Carrie, wait a second. I'm moving her. All right, this is great. But I have to take 2 pictures because you're not all going to be in here because the group is too big. All right, hold off. I got to do it again. All right. Oh, I love this. Wait, hold them up. I didn't get the second picture. Gosh, darn. Priorities. Photo opportunity. All right, that was great. Thank you. All right, so if anyone want to share about their, did anything tell us about your, as we just closed down, what your experience was, has anything surprised you? And you can share on the wall too. Well, I really want, okay, over on the Wind Clan, what's our, we're going to tag, you can just tag, what did I call
Flag it? Tenders 2022.
So just tag them, and that way we can all comment and share, and that's what makes it powerful as to how we grow in community. Oh, that's interesting. Yapancha. I don't think I've ever gotten Yapancha before.
Well, I got her this year, and I'm looking forward to seeing how much more the winds draw me out and help me out as opposed to last year. I think I missed a lot of being so new to it, but this year I have a better understanding, I think. And the winds kick my butt.
So Yapancha is about moderation. And so if I want to look, this is what you would do, just so you know. So I'm like a little, that one just didn't jump out. So Yapancha, the gift of Yapancha as a steady east wind may symbolize prosperity and fulfillment. You are being rewarded for your humble adherence to the traditions of your community. Nourishing rain falling upon your parched desert is the ultimate gift from Creator. Your newly planted seeds will now germinate. Daily rituals such as singing will restore inspiration. Reciprocity is the key to living a life in balance. Now, that's really kind of, when I look at that as being my October wind, which is my birthday month, you can just remember that now. I've got Yongdong Haman is the Jeju wind, and she comes at harvest, like to talk about how, what kind of a growing season it's going to be. And I made an ear of corn, but for my east wind, I put a new flower. So it seems like this year is going to be about creating something new in my life experience that's about being in harmony and balance. Because look at, I've got Wyra Mama. So I think I'm with Judy about that. There seems to be a theme coming about in my year. So we're not going to close the circle because we just opened it. All right. So I want you to continue to work on these. And then I really want you to share them because that's that accountability part. Because you share them, we're going to be looking for you to under, you know, looking for you to bring in and to send home the wind, especially those of you who aren't joining us in the apprenticeship program. Those other ones we're going to be able to track because we're going to know where they are. But the rest of you, if you might decide to join us, but if you don't, it doesn't mean we don't want you doing the wind work. We want you and 50 of your friends next year here for this class.
Are you setting a collective wind hanging day?
Oh,
wind flag hanging day?
We should do that, huh?
How about February 1st, Bridget Day?
How about February 1st, Bridget Day? Yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. February
1st. And because it's our first so on first February 1st, we'll all hang our wind flags. Okay? Good. Even if they're not done.
What if we're not home February 1st?
Then hang them before and just imagine yourself joining us on February 1st.
Works for me. I have a good joining imagination.
You know what I mean? You have to remember, we just broke down that there is no time. So somewhere around February 1st, like, you know what? Last year, I have to tell you, every single month, I would be told, don't send the wind home yet, or send the wind home now. Oh, another nice, look at that nice heart, Leanne.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
This is for Dagoda.
Oh, I like that, Leanne.
Yeah. He's beautiful. Nice.
That's a really sweet one.
Look at that, Bridget.
One.
You are Miss Creative type today.
Yeah.
This is mine for notice.
Oh,
I like that. Okay. It for an emoji.
Yeah,
I like that.
That is great. Yeah, we do that in the Windwork Basics where we find emojis to match our feelings. We just, you know what? We're in a time when we have all of these tools. Why not use them?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have any final questions from me or anything?
That nice.
Let me see.
Good one, Leanne.
I was just La'amoa. Maybe Renee needs to pronounce that for me.
La'amoa.
La'amoa'amoa. Okay.
La'amoa'amoa. Is that correct? We have an expert here. I wonder if she's still here. Tina? She might not.
Well, Chloe, I like it.
Oh, Tina. Is it La'amoa'amoa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in a. Wait, you're on mute.
Sorry, it's La'amoa'amoa.
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 Okay. We have to get
La'amoa'amoa.
Tina?
Yeah.
Do you want to do a Zoom recording of all the different winds doing the pronunciation? I'm serious, doing the pronunciations. I've asked for 2 years that we have this in our repertoire for all wind students. Would you be willing to do this?
Sure.
Hey, Tina.
Yay, Tina.
She's a storyteller. Did everyone hear her story at the IM Symposium?
So good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
We have to share it on the wall if we haven't. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Something I love to do.
Oh, I think you do it beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
We're so fortunate.
Assignment. I'm writing this down. Assignment.
Assignment number one.
Because, you know, one of the things we've been doing in the background is thinking of projects for the second year students, like how they're going to hold everyone else accountable and how they're going to grow. Like I said, because my vision is that you all grow, like, there's no, like, if you grow bigger than me, good. Phew, maybe I can retire.
Yeah, we forgot to tell the second year students you're actually going to be teaching.
Who's got April?
Well, we got a certificate, right?
And we laugh. We make each other laugh. We have so much fun. This is scary. I've got this.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Who's that? This is not good. I'm kind of concerned about this November wind. I don't know what I'm calling in.
I'm going to have the same November you do.
Look at this. It's like this wave coming at me with a little rowboat.
Hold it up higher.
It's got a wave and there's not even a rowboat big enough to.
Hold it up higher. We can't see it. There we go.
Woo. Oh my. Are you on a surfboard?
No, I'm in a rowboat.
That's because it's the
IAM. Matea.
That's because it's getting ready for the IAM time.
Oh, I love it, Chloe.
I know. And it was, let me see.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you. It's to represent like North.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm.
Chloe, you're a girl after my own heart. Can you see it?
Oh, yay. I love that.
And this is my dedication to the winds. I don't know if you guys can hold on.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, neat. Wind tat. Mm-hmm. A wind tat.
So it's a paper boat with the winds on the water. So I'm unsinkable.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Taking the ephemeral and making it permanent.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And she didn't even like the wind when she
I didn't
started.
Even want to be here.
Bridget, I hear you. I feel the same.
Who's raising their, who didn't want to be here? No,
me.
No. Oh, well, that's beside the point.
Yeah.
Do you know the wind stole her first dollar bill?
Yeah. Hmm.
It's my favorite story. I used it yesterday for the beginners, too.
Can you share it?
I better get my own stories. I'm starting to tell your stories.
I know. It's sweet. I heard you on that Lynn Andrews interview and I started crying. I'm like, oh, you remembered the story. That I only told that one time in one of our classes. And that was a while ago.
I do listen.
I know you. I know you do. Except when I'm asking you to do more. And you're like, I can't hear you. What?
She's a lot more organized and she'll say like, what are we going to do in September? I'm there like, I don't know. It's December. How can you ask me what we're going to do in 9 months from now? You know, and the people who really don't like the wind work and don't stay around are those people who really get bothered by the way I am. Because I don't know. You know, who knew we'd be 3 years into COVID at this point? You know what I mean? I did, though, really. I had this vision, but I thought it was I was writing a Hollywood movie. I didn't realize it was a vision.
I think that's what's so good, though, is that you live in the moment so that the information's fresh and the experience. Yeah. And then the experience is different every time. Like you're talking about the wind work basics and which one to take. They're all different.
No, we're really going to standardize it this spring, though. Bridget is going to teach it so it gets standardized.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. The energy of the class, the questions that get asked, you know, it's new all the time because it's like in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, and because it keeps revealing, as you guys bring it forward, it's going to reveal more to us and you. And to your community, it's not fully formed. We're only 10 years in.
Wait, this is just all the energy of the wind. That's what I see and hear in you, Renee. It's just, if we're gonna listen, we gotta be able to listen to the wind blow.
Exactly.
Stuck in a form, you know, we can't be. Really?
If you get stuck in the form, yes.
Because the future has no form yet.
Yeah, if anybody was looking for the cookie cutter shamanism, this is not it. So that would be like a baking class, and that's somewhere else. That's over there. There's lots of baking classes, but so no cookie cutter here.
That's on the other side of the rainbow.
Yes.
But if you're in for a fun ride, boy, like last night, I mean, who knew we were going to get off and stay? I mean, trust me. I was like, nobody ever gave me permission to take that journey. Just get out, Renee.
Right as you, we weren't recording and you were telling that story, I opened up one of those Dove chocolates and they always have the little message inside the foil.
Yeah.
And it says, when life isn't going right, go left. And then you told us we weren't coming back.
Right.
I love that.
Can you imagine being leveled up in a journey and staying there and not having to, you know, I just thought, wow, that's really a great idea. Why didn't you tell me that 30 years ago?
I did.
Hey, Renee, have you ever had any experience with someone falling asleep in all their journeys during a particular period of time?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I fell asleep. I was taking, you know how I promoted Taylor to do that? Well, every month they do a different course. And last month it was on money. And I was I swear to God, I got on the class. It's 3 hours, and this has never happened. I slept until like the end almost. And I was there like, oh, what did I miss? So sometimes you need rest more than and the energy can feed you, whether or not you're sleeping. See, energy is energy is energy. God does not need healers to heal you. Like that story I was telling you about the all of a sudden I had a spontaneous healing. There was nobody there. It just happens. Okay. We need the form to prove to ourselves that it happened.
Right.
No, you know? We don't. Honestly, healing is an inbuilt quality of being who we are right now. We just don't realize it.
Exactly. Your body is designed to heal.
Yes.
You know, and it just goes to show you, and I'm not... Some people, like right now, are having one experience of a virus and other people are having another experience. And if it was that, the truth of the matter is if it was just a virus, right, we'd be all having the same experience. But I think it's a spiritual experience we're having. And so some of us are having a whole different experience with it than others. And I'm not negating anyone's experience or judging it or anything, but we get to have our own experience. And, you know, and the same thing with energy. It's like, why would all of a sudden I be at La Quinta Hotel again and have that spontaneous eye healing? Because I forgot about the initiation I had all those years before. It wasn't forefront in my mind. Hank had just died. And maybe something that Hank had done reminded me of, because he didn't do anything because he was lecturing, was for me to remember that there was a part of the story that I'd already gotten from him that I needed to now carry forward because he wasn't here anymore. You know, and you don't know. You can make this stuff up. I like that story, so I'm going to go with it this year. I was just happy that my eyeball healed, and when I went to the eye doctor the other day, she said, God, you have eyes of 20-year-old. And I'm there like, nice. Too bad I can't see like a 20-year-old. But maybe I can. Who knows? Who knows?
I would say it depends on the 20-year-old.
That's true. Figures, you'd say that.
Always got one.
We got a thinker in the group.
I have to mute myself so as to not annoy you guys more.
Oh, no.
So this afternoon I'm going to go and play. Then I have a massage. This is good. I've got a big conference next week, or not big. It's what's the treatment industry. That's great. Look at that one. Let me see, Chloe. The treatment industry, most of people have already gotten COVID. So they're all coming to this conference I'm hosting next week. So we've got about 120 reservation RSVPs.
Oh, pretty.
That's great. Look at the pot of gold.
For Nord, man.
Look what I made for Ilmarinen.
Ooh, cool butterfly. Oh, okay.
So my flags are done. Look at that. Oh, except for your poncho, which I don't know, so I didn't make a flag for yet. It's interesting. I've got two blank flags this year. All right.
I'm taking a kitten break.
And well, maybe
yes, you are.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, this is fun. So who here is it? Oh, look at the kitten. My Samzi Rini's in her bedroom because I didn't want her to disturb you.
My kitty cat doesn't know what's happening. I'm normally in bed at this time in the morning.
Thank you for getting up. That's
really it's fantastic. Amazing. Thank you.
Well, this has been really wonderful, and I want to thank everyone for coming and playing and stuff like that.
Thank you for putting this together.
Yeah.
So do you like how we play thank in you. The Wind Clan, I hope?
I might go to bed now.